Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Let's pay attention to what's going on in the world of conversation radio and the related ancillary information that comes from talk television, so-called talk television, the new media. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Is the home of Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Talk. It's terrific.
You sounded like a talking duck.
Quack, 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 quack,
quack. It was like, talk, 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 talk. That's great sound. You
like that?
New sound. Uh-huh. I like that. That would even be a good sort of like a sounder, as they say in radio, or a jingle.
Right. I remember we all used to like to use songs like "You Talk Too Much," "You Worry Me to Death," or Olivia Newton-John. What was the name of that the song that she did that was a talk song?
Let's Get Physical.
No. That's who your head is. All right. So, Michael, shall we go through the stories, the big talk topics of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, from number 10 to number 1. That would be a wonderful way to attract listeners, loyal listeners to this program.
Yeah, we have some interesting stuff. We have March Madness and National Football League off-season activity at number 10. We have the NSA bulk data surveillance program at number 9. At 8, we have the weapon sting nabs Cal Paul. Michelle Obama in China ties with the Malaysian plane story that still is on the tongues wagging around the nation at number 7. Obama and Pope Francis getting together at 6. Number 5, the Hague Nukes Summit. At number 4, midterm elections. And believe it or not, we all believe it, the 2016 presidential race is off and running as far as talk media is concerned. At number 3, Obama versus Putin, and that's a general topic. Sounds like sports. Obama versus Putin for the first time, the rematch. And Russian aggression. People are talking about the new Cold War. And the Supreme Court of the United States, sometimes referred to as SCOTUS. I don't like that word. Sounds dirty. SCOTUS. And the SCOTUS Hobby Lobby case is number 2. And Obamacare criticism is number 1. And that just drones on. And the People Survey, we have Leland Yee at 10, Edward Snowden at 9, number 8, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton at 7, at number 6, Chris Christie, number 5, Harry Reid, number 4, John Boehner, number 3, Justice Anthony Kennedy, number 2, Vladimir Putin, and number 1, Barack Obama.
Wait a minute. Just a second. You left out one of the biggest considerations of the week.
Who did I leave out? You?
The President of the United States gave the Pope some vegetable seeds from Michelle Obama's garden.
That's actually very nice, and I guess a case could be made that the Pope's been talked about, but most of the talk was about, you know, Michelle and Barack. Michelle and Barack, a love story.
You really think so? I think they're just hiding the truth from the nation.
Well, you could say that about any couple. No one knows what goes on between people. How did you learn that in life? That everything we see in life that we think is real is just one dimension of reality.
I've been asked.
Let's get heavy here.
I've been asked, or maybe I've been told. I think maybe it was more I was told than I was asked. The premise of the conversation was that you really don't ever know the other person in the relationship, and I wonder if that's true. I would like to think that wasn't the case, but everybody is different. So one would wonder, and this is a great, see, these sorts of conversations are not taking place on the radio now like they used to. Laura Schlesinger was great at stirring the pot with things like this, as is Joy Brown, who is still on the air. But there isn't enough of this kind of, there's so much stuff. I mean, look at the top 10 stories this week. It's all about stuff that is relative to us, for sure, when it comes to consideration of what our political philosophies are or what the country is doing, you know, as an entity, kind of. But where's the discussion of what's practical and maybe even considered helpful? Solutions radio. I know we've talked about this sort of thing before. It's been tried. It doesn't work. I think people are starving, and I don't know why it is that it is so hard to get these things before people, because I find in the circle that I travel in that people are much more interested in things like that, frankly, than they are whether we're going to sell weapons to Nigeria or whatever, you know, else may pop up on the radar screen with certain people and their attitudes.
Well, my view of it is similar to yours, but not quite exactly the same. I don't see why it has to be one or the other. I mean, I'm happy that we have radio in America that talks about public policy and politics and issues. I'm sad that we don't have more radio in America that talks about everything. And talking about human relations, psychology, day-to-day relationships, family problems, what goes on between a husband and a wife, what goes on between parents and children, you know, all of these issues really should be on the radio. But I don't know if they should necessarily replace serious conversations.
No, I'm not suggesting I'm not suggesting they replace it. But when you see some of the gains that are being made in podcasting, as some of the things that are at, for example, talkers.com, which is the Talkers Radio that is exclusive to talkers.com, there are a lot of things that are there that people are paying close attention to, a lot of attention to, that aren't considered mainstream. Who is it that decides what's mainstream? It isn't the listener.
Well, you're touching on a very interesting topic. As we go into the 21st century, the whole idea of a mass public and mass appeal is starting to crumble. The internet and all these different channels of possibility and podcasting and satellite radio and YouTube and Pandora, and there's so many different ways people get media today that the idea of there being a mass anything, mass appeal, mainstream, the mainstream media, Milton Berle on Tuesday night, you know, this doesn't happen anymore. And the whole idea of there being a mass appeal anything, you know, a number one song in America, a bestseller list, anything of that nature, might be very 20th century, and we may find as we get deeper into the 21st century that that's considered to be a very old-fashioned concept. And that people are being, unfortunately, or fortunately, isolated from each other. Fortunately, because we have more choices to live our lives the way we want to. Unfortunately, because in some ways, we're losing a sense of the larger community. And that's the challenge that we're facing at this point in history.
Isn't it amazing how all of this stuff works? It is fascinating to me. Maybe it's because I've been doing this sort of thing for as long as
well,
I have.
Well, you're a media guy. You're a media guy who's dealt in basically a very colorful area of the mass media. And it's very hard to come to grips with the idea that there may not be a mass anymore. Do you realize the only really mass broadcast that we have in our world today is the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Beyond that, any kind of major event is on many, many channels. For example, the State of the Union address or the election night or
Oscars.
The war. When we invade another country, the first few weeks becomes a big TV thing. All the networks cover it. Only the Super Bowl is something that everybody
watches on the channel. You don't think the Oscars are equivalent to that sort of thing?
The Oscars? No.
Yeah.
I don't think the Oscars are anywhere near as big as the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. I don't have the statistics in front of me,
yeah,
but I'll bet you far more people watch the Super Bowl
I'll
than watch
bet
the
ya.
Oscars.
Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here with us.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals. The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen talking about talk, if you will, the things that are on people's minds, news talk radio. The quality of news today, one of the things that's going on a lot of the stations is they'll take, there is usually, at the, and I don't want to make this too inside, top of the hour news. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, Associated Press, whomever delivers these national stories. And then when you come back, oftentimes the national people and sometimes the local people will go back to the headlines, as it were. Is that redundant, do you think? Do people not like that? Or is that really what people are searching for when it comes to the pure definition of news talk radio?
Well, I mean, they come back to the headlines, but they're talking about it with opinion as opposed to objective reporting.
But do you think the average person knows the difference between a news and opinion? When they hear,
I do. I think the average person is smarter than we, meaning generally, you know, the media, give them credit for.
Yeah.
And I think that people certainly understand what it is they're listening to when they listen to a radio station. They understand the format, and they know if they're listening to conversation about what's going on in Russia or what's going on in, you know, in Washington, they hear the story, and then they hear the talk show host do an opinion about it. They may not understand the journalistic definitions of these things, but they basically get the idea that there's opinion and there's news. And yeah, I think people are a lot smarter than conventional wisdom indicates.
I don't know about being smart, but being well informed is something that I think there is less and less of, unless you do the research yourself. And then where do you go to find something that actually really describes? Because you're reading filtered information. It's like the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same story told by four different guys over a 700-year period, and they just got it all by hearsay. So you got to wonder, okay, is the news any different than that? The news and the Bible, only compared here. Michael Harrison.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Radio Countdown now with a Countdown Extra. Focus on milk and what you're paying. Rich McFadden with me for my Good Day program, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here.
I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away.
I've never heard this one before, Richie.
This is Eric Clapton doing a cover of
Welcome to My Loving,
a Robert Johnson tune. Robert Johnson, one of the original blues masters. The premise of the story, he sold his soul to the devil in order to be a great guitar player and singer.
Really?
For a glass of malted milk?
For a glass of malted milk, yeah. Huh. So for some reason, back in the early days of the blues, they used to sing about cows and milk and all that stuff.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of
that's what's going on down in Mississippi.
Right, you know? Exactly. A lot of them. Everybody had a cow. I'm sitting here on my farm looking at my cows out in the pasture for the first time. They seem happy. Because the air is better, it's warmer, they're able to walk around all over the entire pasture. And on the farm, we're focused on what's going on for the 2014 season. Those of you who have been buying milk, you buy regular milk in the store, you notice the price is going up. And the price the farmer is being paid has gone up 30% in 3 months. You can say, why is that, Doug? My answer would be, because we are shipping lots of milk to the Chinese.
Yeah.
They love our stuff, don't they? Our wine, our milk.
Here's the turnabout. Remember last year, we were all hopped up. The American farmer was getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday because the Chinese were selling us milk that had melamine in it. So then we stopped all of the melamine importation. The Chinese decided, okay, we better find another way to supply ourselves with milk. So they go to Australia, and New Zealand, and they buy a company called Fonterre. Which is the basic equivalent of the big company in this country that controls most of the fluid milk supply. They buy up all the dairies, buy up all the farms, and they send their labor over from China to the farms in New Zealand so they can have people work for a dollar an hour. They are making milk in New Zealand, putting it on 747 tankers, shipping it to L.A. and to San Francisco, and they can do it and sell the milk cheaper than the people in California can make the milk. All right, that does the Chinese a little bit of good for a while until somehow or other the melamine gets into the milk in New Zealand. So now New Zealand milk is contaminated, Chinese milk is contaminated, and the Chinese people hear about this, and they won't buy milk. The Chinese will not buy their own milk. So what do? Turnabout is fair play. The Chinese dairy people say, hey, America, you got any extra milk? They are buying our milk. And the 747 freighters that were hauling milk from China and from New Zealand to America now are hauling the milk from America back over to China and to New Zealand. So that's caused the price of milk to go up, and there's a shortage. So now what the farmers who are producing, not like me, because I'm producing my raw milk to be sold raw in my store on the farm. But if you're selling milk to be processed, the farmer is getting about $10 more a hundredweight than he was at the beginning of the year. And that'll be the difference between profitability or not, or farms staying in business or going out of business, as long as the EPA doesn't do any more stupid stuff like want to regulate dust on the farm. It's had an impact also on the, because the availability of milk is shorter, you'll notice the price of yogurt is going up. Yogurt sales have increased dramatically, especially that Greek yogurt, spectacular sales growth there. Back in January 2009, Greek yogurt sales totaled about $11 million for that year. Last year, the total in this country, $331 million of Greek yogurt sold, and most of it is being made with American or Canadian milk. So the popularity of Greek yogurt has also been the reason that milk prices are going up. So finally, the farmer is getting his or her due. And by the way,
but all of us are getting in the pants.
Well, not really, because we're still paying less than most people around the world. By the way, 30% of all the farmers now are women in America.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems?
Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to a review here of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. We're looking back at the past week. That search for the Malaysian airline flight seems to have been the number one thing, certainly in the world in which I travel. Conversation I have with people on the air, this really made it. One of the most interesting pieces of sound to come out of the week was something that Jon Stewart did on The Daily Show, where he takes apart both CNN and Fox because of their ridiculous over-coverage of this search.
For weeks, the big story has been the missing Malaysia Airlines flight. Satellite data seemed to confirm the worst. I think we all feared this story would end in tragedy. And so early on, we turned to the news media for a sense of sober clarity.
Air traffic controllers in Southeast Asia have lost contact with a jumbo jet carrying 239 people. We're, of course, doing all we can to try to get as many details as possible from our sources around the region and the world.
It was an accurate and humble assessment from CNN. Until they realized, oh, we've got 23 hours and 59 minutes left to fill. It, let's go nuts. And they did, with everything in their bag of tricks. Giant floor maps, big fake airplanes, little fake airplanes, holographic airplanes, no airplane detail left unspoken.
A plane like this is around 61, 62 meters end to end, 61, 62 side to side.
You're telling them what a plane looks like? Of course, man does not live by hologram alone. Give me a $6. Flank it. Now, stupid me.
A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Let's look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
A small black hole would suck in our entire universe, so we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is often weather, and Lost is a TV show.
I know it's a TV show, but is it, Mary? Wow, did that lower the bar, CNN, but I think you can go lower.
Investigators sometimes use psychics. Why hasn't anyone considered the services of a credible psychic specializing in missing persons? I mean, it sounds incredible, but they have been used before.
Yeah. I don't know, while we're at it, why not use that octopus that always predicts the World Cup victor? CNN's missing airline obsession not only doubled their primetime ratings, it itself became news, because the only thing less likely
than an airplane disappearing out of the sky is CNN's ratings doubling.
Speculation has been replacing hard facts in news coverage. Earlier this week, CNN anchor Don Lemon brought up the theory that something, quote, supernatural could be at play.
The network is in dire ratings trouble. They get a pulse. Okay? So the executives order, you guys got to do this wall to wall.
You better be careful, O'Reilly, or Fox's coverage of CNN's overcoverage will be covered. By CNN News Loop!
What do you make of Bill O'Reilly speaking the way he did?
I think he's nervous because he lost in the demo, the younger viewership, three nights in a row last week, and he started getting nervous.
But Phil, if CNN is hitting ratings gold with the Spectrometratron, Fox News will not be speculatorated.
The most likely scenario, in my view, is the Payne Stewart scenario. Something happened with the oxygen on board. Everybody died.
But it isn't. CNN's missing a larger story here.
You have two pilots, pilot and a co-pilot, both of them Muslims. It seemed to me to take a long time for them to begin to look into the backgrounds or whether they had any political radicalization in their backgrounds.
By the way, there's a good chance a substantial population of the cabin passengers are Muslim as well. So you have to go through. You have to find out who has political ties. Extremist ties.
I still believe it's 60-75% chance that I am correct. The airplane did not crash and that it's going to be used in a future radical Islamist terrorist movement.
Yes! Doesn't it seem suspicious to anybody that a plane originating in a Muslim country would have so many Muslim passengers and pilots? It's a little too convenient, don't you think? I mean, to hear the airline say it, there are Muslims and Muslim pilots flying every day without incident. Well, I don't buy it.
All right, so there's Jon Stewart talking about the big broadcast of the week, the broadcast on radio and television of speculation, conversation, intonation, the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, what's going on? All right, so from Jon Stewart, we go to a few callers that were recorded on programs that we monitor here, weighing in on the news media coverage of the plane.
I'm a 75-year-old citizen and a ex-military veteran, so 15 years, and it's amazing to me how this one story has just taken up the whole news space from local to national news when we've got so many other things going on, just like an immigration thing, and all the other local happenings that happens every day. There's crashes and the killings and the dope deals and all this. It's an everyday deal. But all is taken over by big money, worrying about who's going to be the first one to say, okay, we told you so. We found the wreckage, and we knew it was a hijacking and all this. I thought from day one it was a hijacking. But who knows where and why? Who cares until it's over and done with and we find out the final real results?
I am ill, so I've been watching it, and it is just constant. They started, I was watching TV, I think about midnight is when they picked this up, and they have gone all through the morning. And it's, I mean, I've watched it, but it's the same thing over and over again. I guess I'm hypnotized by it.
All right, so speaking of the same thing over and over again, I'm Doug Steffen. This is an overview of the items that are of interest, perhaps depending on how you look at the lists, the top items. Certainly what's happened in Malaysia or out in the Indian Ocean is, whether it's of interest, it still is something that's a grabber. And another thing that seems to be affecting people this week and last week, and so far in this past month, the stuff in the Ukraine has been going on. So you want to hear more about what's going on in the Ukraine and Russia and the Crimea and the good, the bad, and the ugly references? We'll have them in a moment here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Guy Fieri, if there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see.
I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Doug Steffen, and this is our weekly overview of some of the things that people have been buzzing about. Let's see, Russia, Ukraine, big item this week, as the Crimea becomes a focus. Why'd they take it over? Yada, yada. Here's a radio guy named Howie Carr talking to a military analyst named David Hunt about what Hunt thinks is going to happen next. Between the Russians, the Ukrainians, the East, the West, let's go.
Is Ukraine going to be an independent country a year from now?
Not all of it. I think what has what if anybody looks at a map, you look at the large Ukraine and then just below it,
Crimea.
Below it's the Crimea and then the right. Black Sea, etc. The problem Putin has once he's taken the Crimea, which he has, and annexed it, is that the water supply and oil and everything that the Crimea needs for day-to-day living comes out of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So Putin can't, he has to go get or get control of the lines, the logistical lines that feed the Crimea. So he has to go in to part of the Ukraine. Otherwise, the Ukrainians will have the ability to shut down the Crimea. And he's not going to let that happen. So he's got to go. He's either got to leave the Crimea, which he's not going to do, or he's got to go get these water and oil lines and electrical lines, which he has to.
Are these lines that he needs? Are they in eastern Ukraine, where there's a Russian majority, or are they in western Ukraine, which is basically Europe?
Well, they're
with
both
Ukraine.
But they're in both. If you look at the map, it's south. I think southwestern. But I the truth is, I don't know where all the pump stations are. But he's got to get control of those aspects.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he looks stupid, and he's not going to let that happen. So he's got 20,000 Russian soldiers on the border.
Yeah.
They're not having an exercise. The world just kicked them out of the G8. Ouch. Oh, boy.
Yeah, like he really cares about that. Course, that's going to hurt him as much as freezing the accounts or whatever.
Of course not. I mean, but as you know, historically, we've had two world wars in the plains of Europe. We're not going to do a third one. Certainly not over this. The point I'm making is that he has to go into the part of Ukraine in order to keep the Crimea sustainable.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to happen very soon.
Very soon?
I'd say within the next 10 days, he's got to do it. And the other thing is, because right now what's happened is, as you know, Ukraine gets cheap oil and gas from Russia.
Yeah.
They just upped the price. Russia's just upped the price to Ukraine. And as also we know that up to 50% of the gas electrical power comes into Europe through the Ukraine. So there's a whole bunch of players in this, but to keep the Crimea viable, he has to go into the he's got to get control of those lines we already talked about. So, and it's got to happen pretty fast. And he's not going to leave 20,000 soldiers on the border indefinitely. And he sees that the world's actually powerless, unwilling to stop him. So he'll go. He's got to go.
All right. So let's get a little talk radio action here. Doug Steffen with some of the talk radio callers who have called into some of the programs that we've monitored on the situation with the Russians and the Ukrainians.
I think giving aid to Ukraine is a huge mistake. I think that's probably the quickest way to escalate it. Sanctions are probably the best way to do stuff, but, I mean, we're going to give them a $1 billion loan, and Russia offered him, a $15 billion loan earlier, and I don't think it's smart. I don't think there's neo-Nazis over there or anything. I mean, they might have a small right-wing thing going on over there, but we just have to let it play out.
I do think we ought to keep in mind that this whole Crimea crisis was caused by the West and U.S. Really encouraging these rioters that fostered a coup in Ukraine. And what is Putin to do? But when we foster supposedly in a democratic country, we're fostering a coup, and then, you know, this whole thing is part of this neoconservative aggressive policy of the U.S., and it's not working. It's not helping the U.S.
I would say to Congress what I've already said to Congress in my calls to my two senators and representative. No and hell no to $1 billion. It ain't a loan. It's a gift because Ukraine is a basket case because they already bought into the neoliberal BS for the last 20 years. That's why they are a basket case. And to think that we're going to give $1 billion to a bunch of neo-Nazi morons.
As far as financial aid for Ukraine goes, you know, I feel that we should more support our own infrastructure financial-wise. But as far as military support goes, I don't see any problem with, you know, posting a couple thousand troops over there to try to keep the peace. I mean, they're overrunning military bases over Crimea. You know, there's no point for that. At one point, before Russia annexed them, they were part of Ukraine. The Ukraine government fought for this. You know, they came from the USSR after the USSR collapsed, and, you know, they fought for what they had to. They fought like we did during the American Revolutionary War. We fought for our own independence, and that's what Ukraine's fighting for. When it comes down to Crimea, that's just Russia trying to bully the Eastern Bloc, or what used to be of it.
What I find fascinating in all these discussions is how the Russians are going back to where they were before they were so successful in the communist model. That's why it fell apart as it did. But let's try to put it back together again so we can take another run at it. All right, focus on the new movie Noah up next here.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time now for a discussion of the movie Noah out this weekend. A lot of people are talking about it because of the talk that has come from people who have never seen it, but think, oh, this is horrible, it's terrible, it doesn't follow the Bible, yada, yada, yada. Chuck Curry, who is our movie man on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, talking about, I want to see this movie. Chucker, you've heard all of the discussions, I'm sure, the pros, the cons. I noticed with interest that somebody who was fairly prominent in the Christian world said, why wouldn't you want to go see this? It's a movie. So, Chuck, when a movie like this is put together, they have to know, the producers have to know, that there's going to be controversy. Does that help sell the movie, in fact?
You want buzz, and this movie's gotten buzz. Whether that buzz is going to translate into ticket sales is yet to be determined. I mean, it's a gamble for Paramount. They spent $160 million on this film. That's not including marketing. So let's just say they have an investment of about $225 million total worldwide. It'll play overseas. It'll be interesting to see what kind of weekend it'll have. It should open. I'd be surprised if it didn't open big, personally. I think it'll do at least $40, maybe $50 million in ticket sales, but I could be totally off.
All right. So, Jennifer Horn, is this something that you would care to see? Does it have any impact on your religious beliefs?
It doesn't have any impact on my religious beliefs, but I would actually like to see it.
Does it have any? Does your religious belief have any impact on whether you want to see the movie?
I don't think so, because I'm actually more interested in. I'm more interested in seeing this one than Son of God, actually. So I if I think I was going from my religious point of view, I'd want to see them both.
Or God is Not Dead. There are three movies. Is this a trend, Chuck? Although
Easter,
Noah is just just Easter? That's it?
To answer your question, there are two types of trends. Like, if God Is Not Dead was made and produced by a independent company that certainly had an interest in telling getting a specific message out there, and this produces also a Son of God. Noah is a different animal because Noah is directed by Darren Aronofsky, who last did the movie Black Swan, in which Natalie Portman won the Oscar for Best Actress. He's shooting for something totally different. I don't think his intent was to do something specifically geared to 100% interpretation of the book of Genesis. He was going to veer right from the beginning. Although from what I hear, a lot of people say it's pretty respectful of the religious material, except it takes liberties, and the movie plays out like a big, sort of a big action epic.
It's a Hollywood movie, for God's sakes. That's what they do with Hollywood movies. Why does it say you wouldn't go to... I mean, who would be of the... And I ask this maybe in a rhetorical way. Kenny, you might want to jump in on this. The type of person who would be influenced by what, let's say, a pastor in a church said. You're going to commit a sin if you go to see this movie or something like that. Are people influenced by those sorts of things?
I don't know if they're influenced by them. I know that a lot of people have decided, just because they've heard that this veers from the biblical text, mm-hmm. that they're outraged and they're not going to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
My concern about it is that I've heard that it's very violent, which mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect
yeah.
in the story of Noah.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. It's the first big summer event film. I mean, the budget's there. They spent a ton of money on it. $160 million is a lot of money to put on screen. I hear the effects are fantastic. Russell Crowe is a terrific leading man, so I'm excited about it.
Richie, what did you say?
You remember when The Passion of the Christ first came out?
Yeah.
There were churches actually having private screenings of the movie for their whole church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would buy the movie like a movie theater would and show it in their church. Or they would take their whole congregation and rent out a theater and show it at the theater.
I just want to make one footnote. Paramount did go to many church groups in the last 6 months, and they actually cut, from what I heard, at least three or four different versions of this film, and they were all polarizing, and they wound up going with the director's original vision, and that's what's going to be released. So it's not like they didn't try. They tried to make the fundamentalist church groups happy. They just weren't able to do it 100%.
Yeah, nothing new about that. All right, thank you. A movie event this weekend, going to see the movie Noah, yes or no? All right, let's get to our final review of the list this week. March Madness and the discussions on a lot of the sports talk radio programs. Number 10, NSA. Number 9, arrest and indictment of the California State Senator. Number 8, college athletes unionizing. Number 7, president's visit with the Pope. Number 6, the Noah movie. Number 5, mudslide in Washington. Number 4, Russia and the Ukraine. Number 3, Obamacare and the Hobby Lobby. Number 2, and the Malaysian Airlines flight, number 1. This week, thank you for being here. In this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with gratitude here on the air. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.